MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. Brandon Harris, 29, of Roswell, was arrested Wednesday in Albuquerque on a warrant charging him with multiple criminal counts related to the September 1st armed robbery of Farmers Country Market in Roswell and the theft of a church van that was then used in the robbery. He is one of two suspects in the van theft and store robbery. An arrest warrant was issued on September 8th, charging Harris with armed robbery with a deadly weapon, conspiracy to commit armed robbery, larceny over $500, attempted larceny over $500, two counts of unlawful taking of a motor vehicle and two counts of conspiracy to commit unlawful taking of a motor vehicle. The second suspect in the case has not yet been positively identified. The investigation remains ongoing. And the race is on in Roswell as the world-famous aviation competition, the National Championship Air Races, took off on Wednesday. Organizers hope it will help put Roswell on the map with lots of new visitors.
So it's wingtip to wingtip air racing, up to 8 planes in the sky at a time, racing against each other, not against a clock. And my little thing that I add to the end of that is it's NASCAR in the sky, but way faster.
Said Tony Logaetta, president and COO of the National Championship Air Races. While they spent 2 years preparing for Roswell, the event is still facing some last-minute shakeups, including the sport and unlimited class events dropping out of the race this year. Air show leaders said logistical and operational issues came up for the sports class, while it's still unclear why the unlimited class backed out.
Just looking forward to putting on this first one and giving the fans a great show and giving the community a great show, painting the community in a great light, and hopefully bringing a ton of really good exposure to Roswell, New Mexico.
Tickets are still available at the gate, but weekend races are almost sold out. The event runs through September 14th and expects to deliver about $40 million in regional economic impact. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.